Bethany, if you could just give your brief bio, and Nate, you do the same.
I am one of the pastors at Catalyst Church. It's a non-denominational church in Arcata. We started about 8 years ago. And then also, I am a pastoral intern to take over the pastorship at Arcata Methodist Church as well.
And Nate?
I am one of the pastors at the Town Church, which is a church that started in Eureka about 3.5 years ago.
I appreciate you guys coming on the phone to talk about Fred Phelps, because he is with the Westboro Baptist Church. They are famous for GodHatesFags.com. They are of the mind that when American soldiers die on foreign soils, it's God punishing us for being tolerant of homosexuality and all that. And so the question for you guys, what is the sort of, in your view, like, what is the right way to approach Fred Phelps' imminent demise? Bethany, we'll start with you. Let's start with this. Bethany, are you a fan of Fred Phelps?
absolutely not. No. It's a loaded question. Is there a way, like a morally right approach to his death? I think that is, it's incredibly loaded, because any death hurts people in some way. There's people who are attached to whoever dies that are hurt by that person's passing. But with somebody like Fred Phelps, it's very difficult for people not to just jump up and wave a flag that says, you know, we are celebrating the death of a monster, essentially.
And Nate Downey, same question to you. Are you a fan of his, and how should we approach this?
Well, I am not a fan of his, and never have been. And, you know, it's unfortunate that just because the word church is in the name there, that a lot of people get lumped in together who want nothing to do with him or the sentiments or the things that he's promoted over the years. But I think, again, like Bethany said, it's an opportunity to evaluate, you know, the nature of death and the reality of death and the pain that death causes, no matter who it is. And I think it's an opportunity for people. The Apostle Paul says, when he talks about evil, he says in Romans chapter 12, don't be overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. And I think it's an opportunity for people to, rather than going and protesting or rejoicing in his death, they can take a different path than he took and say, we're going to overcome evil with good and not celebrate and not essentially do the same thing that he did, which was celebrate the death of someone that you disagree with or celebrate the pain of someone you disagree with. And I think it's an opportunity for us to do something different.
Bethany, well, both of you guys are parents. Pastor Bethany, let me ask you, would you say the same thing here on the radio that you would say directly to the mother of a soldier whose funeral was protested by Westboro Baptist Church?
Yes, I would say the same thing, that it's absolutely not okay that their funeral was being protested.
Yeah, but I mean, if you are that mother, like, it would be morally complicated to not rejoice in Fred Phelps' death.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. That would be incredibly difficult not to rejoice in somebody else's death. I think as a mother who would have experienced death, though, they would understand how difficult death has been for other people.
I could see that. Nate Downey, in fact, if you're just tuning in, this is our biblical body slam for 2014. The family of Fred Phelps say that he's on death's door, and they are asking for respect. That seems a little hypocritical, Nate, right? You would agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone deserves respect in some way, just because we're made in God's image, and there's personhood, and there's dignity that's native to that, but it's hard to think of someone asking for respect who's basically made the news for being incredibly disrespectful and hurtful to many, many people.
Would you say, by the way, that they are wrong about you know, the very nature of what they have protested. Like, would you guys agree that the Westboro Baptist Church is sort of grotesquely misinterpreting scripture?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes,
I would totally agree. And you know, they've used children as a way of brainwashing. And they, you know, they at age three, they hand kids these anti-gay and anti-Semitic picket signs, and they program their kids to basically picket like soldiers. And you know, the church is only there's only 40 members in the church, so it's not, or I should say, cult, because church is giving it a bad name. It's basically a very small group of people. But they program their children to do that, and it's absolutely inappropriate. The thing is, though, is that we all know how easy it is to brainwash our kids. I mean, we do it all the time with making sure to put the laundry away or whatever it is that we feel like we want to train our kids to go a specific direction.
Sure.
And I showed you that picture. You could put it on K-Home's Facebook if you wanted to, but I had my kids holding a picket sign just a year ago when they were doing the march for walking a mile in her shoes, and my daughter's holding the sign that says "Stop Rape Now," and I think that there are good things that we can be picketing, that we can be training our kids to go towards. It's just this sort of thing is absolutely evil and needs to be stopped. And it seems like, I mean, they've lost so many members of their church, and many of them have been family members from themselves, and so it seems like the family is basically turning itself against what this cult has been doing.
So let me ask you guys this, and we'll wrap this up here in a moment. But I don't go to church. And I got no beef with people who do, no beef with people who don't. I just don't go. But it seems to me, as an outsider to your world, that you guys and hip hop have a similar problem, which is to say, like, the hip hop people who do not live in that world of hip hop and rap, they will go, yeah, well, it's a crazy thing. It's not for me because I see what happens on the news with, you know, rapper X, rapper Y, and so forth. And it seems like it's always this tiny community that wrecks it for everybody else. You know, like, the vast majority of hip hop, pretty amazing. And there's just a rich underworld of, you know, aesthetically pleasing music and challenging lyrics. And like, it's a whole thing, but you never hear about it because they're not making headlines. Seems like Fred Phelps is the church community's bad actor of the day. Is that an accurate assessment?
Yeah, I'd say he's one of a few. there's others out there as well, but you know, I mean, even the movement of Jesus was a very fringe movement. It wasn't what the major religiosity that was happening during that time didn't want. The movement of Jesus, this movement of love and compassion and caring for your enemies and forgiveness, they didn't want that to continue going. And so that's, I think these churches like Nate's and mine and a few others are waving the flag of love and hope and peace to the world. And that's the message of Jesus that we believe that Jesus is calling us to continue going forth with.
Nate Downey, final question for you. How, because this is going to, I know this is going to happen to me, either on Facebook or something, you know, somebody's going to be like, Fred Phelps just died, and they're going to put their hand, you know, for the up top high five. And how do you take that and make that like a teaching moment? Not to go all Oprah, but how do you make that a teaching moment?
Well, I think it's, again, just the time to evaluate, you know, why we would celebrate someone's death, you know, and of course you can look back over history and there's terrible things that have happened, but then you can look on your own life and say, you know, I've hurt people. You know, no matter who you are, you've hurt someone, you've done something. And of course you can say, well, it wasn't as bad as this or wasn't as bad as that. But to look over your life and examine yourself and say, where do I need to go ask someone for forgiveness? Where do I need to forgive? And then, I mean, ultimately as a Christian and as a pastor, I would say what we need in this situation and whenever someone's facing death like this is, we don't need karma, because karma just says you get what you deserve, but I want grace. I want the grace of Jesus that says you don't get what you deserve, you get something better than that. And even in looking at the life of someone like Fred Phelps, you can see the beauty of grace and how Jesus forgives terrible things. And I hope that's ultimately the story of Fred Phelps and Westboro Baptist Church.
So you are not going to jump up and say good riddance?
Well, not. It's just there's a tension there because I'm glad that his influence will be diminished. I'm glad that probably this movement will die out in some way. I'm glad for those kinds of things to be done. But I can't say that I'm happy that, you know, someone did these things and that they, you know, that they died with that stuff left unresolved, that there was no public apology, that there was no reconciliation.
All right. And Pastor Bethany of Catalyst Church and Nate Downey. Nate, what do I call you? Pastor, Reverend, what are you?
I mean, you can call me Pastor. I don't need a title. It's fine.
I'll just call you at Nate Downey because I only see you on Twitter these days.
There we go.
All right. Hey, thank you guys very much. It's a complicated situation. I think we all want to do the right thing and set the right example at every possible opportunity. This is going to be a heavy one. Thank you guys so much.
Thanks, Mike.
Peace.
Thanks, Mike.